Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And I am the senior advisor at Retirement Planners of America. And our firm works primarily with people. We are specialists in the area of retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you. And I have been a certified financial planner professional now for over 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. I've been good. And I do. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And now we work with clients in 43 states, and it's such an honor. It is a privilege. And as retirement planning specialists, we have two goals for our clients. The first one is for them to have financial peace of mind. You know, we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want you to go play, have fun, relax, and enjoy. And secondly, but not leastly, Anyway, we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so in other words, we want you to have money when you are really, really old. We want to make sure that your money is able to support the lifestyle that you want during your retirement. And so one of the wonderful things that has happened over all of these years since we've been doing this is that we've grown quite a bit. And in fact, we were one of the top 5,000 fastest growing companies, according to Inc.'s 5,000. And recently, as you guys may know, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. And actually, that's the seventh year in a row now that they've done that. And those are all wonderful accolades, and it's a great thing and all of that. But it's kind of brought us to a place where we have to kind of look at, and in fact, as I think about it, I've been in the financial services business now for 30 years. I'm in my 30th year. It's actually longer than that. I started in 1988. So what we're looking at now as a firm is, where do we go from here? You know, it's nice to get accolades. It's nice to be recognized. We love working with the clients that we have. And we want to help 10 times as many people as we do today have a successful retirement. You know, one of the things that you come to, and I'll share with you a little bit, that you come to at a certain point in your life where you start thinking about, I guess, your legacy. You start thinking about, what would you like people to remember you by? And as I, you know, and I'm not getting ready to die here or anything, but as you reach a certain age, you start introspecting a little bit. And as I thought about it, I thought, you know what, we have a great responsibility. You know, with the thousands of clients that we have a responsibility to them, as I say, for their financial firm, you know, for the financial firm not to die before they do. Okay, so we want to make sure that our firm, Retirement Planners of America, lasts as long as our clients do as well, not just our clients' money. Okay, so we have a responsibility to make that happen. So one of the things that I did was I went on essentially a learning journey, and I studied companies that have lasted for 100 years or longer. And one of the things that I found that those companies had in common was that they had a very strong set of core values. In other words, if you look at those companies 100 years ago and you look at them today, what you find is that they have stayed pretty much the same company. Now, what's happened over time is technology has changed, you know, the economy has changed. You know, the last 100 years we've had world wars, we've had depressions, we've had all kinds of stuff that's happened. And through all those years, what kept those companies going and kept them strong was that they had a very strong sense of who they were, what their core values were. So as I thought about that, I said, you know what? For Retirement Planners of America, for our firm, what I want to do is I want to create a vision, and I called it Vision 100. And what I mean by that is I want our firm to be here 100 years from now serving our clients. I feel that is a responsibility that we have, of course. And I want to have this company be stronger than it is today. So how do you do that? Well, after studying iconic companies that have been around for 100 years and longer, As I said, core values and adherence to those core values, living and breathing those core values, seems to be the one thing that transcended all those decades, all that time, and all of that. So this week, normally I talk about a lot of retirement planning ideas with you and all of that, and I'm going to do that this week also. But what I want to do is I want to couch it in the framework of our 10 core values. So a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, it was actually more difficult than you would think to sit down and write your core values. And you know what I would recommend to you, dear listener, if you're retired or retiring soon, you are of a certain age, and you may be thinking about, you know, what is the legacy that you want to leave to your children? What is the legacy that you want to leave behind? Not that you're going to die either anytime soon, but you know, you start thinking. I would sit down and say, what are my core values? What does my family stand for? What are the behaviors? What are our morals? What are our values? And if you sit down and write and try to write them down, you will find how difficult the exercise I went through was. It literally took me 6 months to do it. I wrote them. I didn't like the way they didn't quite reflect what I thought. And I went back and redid them. And then I showed them to our employees. And they said, yeah, close, but no cigar. So I had to go back to the drawing board and all of those kind of things. And so it's an exercise that is worthy of doing. Because think about your grandchildren. You know, are there values that you have that you would like for your grandchildren to exhibit? You know, in my case, you know, I think being educated is extremely important. And for our children and for our grandchildren and all that, education is a very important thing. I believe that's something that no one can take away from you and that enables you to think and enables you to be successful in all kinds of environments. That's one of mine for our family. I was talking to a friend and he said, well, ours, if I were to do that, number one would be work hard. Okay, he's just a hard worker. So for his family, it's we work harder than anybody else. That's who we are. So what is your family? What do you do? What are your values? What are your morals? What are the things that you will not allow somebody in your family to do? You know, in my case, we do not lie ever for any reason. There is never a reason to lie. I don't care how tiny it is, you just don't do it. And when the kids were younger, I actually used to set traps for them so I could catch them in a lie. I would, you know, like let them have a little tiny little thing where they could, you know, nothing major, not a big lie, but it's a little one. And then I'd catch them in it and I would put them in timeout and I'd tell them, in our family, we don't do that. And they've learned that. And those are values that we have. So in this week's show, I want to kind of, like I said, I want to share with you the core values of our firm, Retirement Planners of America, and go through and couch them in the form of how you can maybe take those ideas, implement them in your life, and at the same time expose you to why I think you should become a client of our firm. So there's an ulterior motive for all of this. Okay, so if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then you know, we would love to visit with you. And our website, we've just revamped the entire website. It is all new. So if you went there before, you can go now. You will find it much easier to use. You'll find videos. You'll find podcasts. You'll find all kinds of information on there that will help you in terms of your retirement planning. And as a retirement planning firm now, you know, one of the things that we are rounding out is our offering, if you will. And our advisors are now able to talk in very specific terms because we've done a lot of educating on that with Social Security, with estate planning. So if you're looking at leaving money to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs or assets, and you want to make sure that you've got your wills and trusts and all those things in order. Now, we're not attorneys, okay, but we can help you to think about the important issues that you should talk to your attorney about. Income taxes, you know, maybe there are areas that you're not taking advantage of when it comes to your retirements and your income from your investments and those kind of things. So from an income tax standpoint, also we are training our advisors in areas such as insurance. So if you have questions about long-term care insurance, about whether you should have life insurance anymore or not, you know, what all those insurance questions, you know, annuities, if you have those, what should you do with them? Should you get rid of them? Should you keep them? You know, all those kind of questions. We want to help you with the broad scope of things that apply to your retirement planning. So our website...
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. And it's a very exciting thing. You know, when I go to my grave, this is just my own secret fantasy, but I guess if I'm going to share it on the air now, it won't be so secret anymore. But when I go to my grave, I would like to say that I helped millions of people have a successful retirement, that they are financially secure and that they don't worry about their money. If I can do that, I will go to my grave feeling like I've made a positive difference in this world. And I don't know how many people, you know, I touch by doing this radio show, by doing our podcasts and all those kind of things. And I've been doing it since 1995, so it's a long time now. But I dare say it's hundreds of thousands of people. And I'd like to get that to be millions. That would be wonderful for me. And if I could do that, then I think it would be a great thing. So I want to help you become one of those millions. So if you would go to our website, it's Retirement Planners of America is the company name. The website is rpoa.com, rpoa.com, rpoa.com. And when you're there, I would encourage you to get my Market Alert email. It comes out weekly. I would encourage you to sign up for one of our seminars if you'd like. You can go there. We talk about retirement planning strategies, ideas, all the things that we think would help you with that. You can click on Meet with an Advisor if you'd like to sit down with one of our retirement planners and go over your retirement plans and your financials. We'll help you with that as well. You can watch videos, listen to podcasts, articles, tons of information. Our website is rpoa.com, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about integrity and the importance of always doing the right thing. And those are our core values, number one, number two, and number six. You know, one of the things that I was talking about in the previous segment was that we've been very fortunate as a firm. We've grown over the years. In fact, Inc. 5000 named us one of the fastest growing companies in the United States. And we've come to a place where, you know, I've stopped and said, where do we go from here? You know, essentially, if you think about, you set goals for yourself and you set goals for how many people you want to help and all those kind of things in terms of retirement planning. And by the way, as a firm, our Retirement Planners of America, our goals are two. Okay, one is to provide our clients with financial peace of mind. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, we want you to go play and have fun and relax and not worry about your finances. And then secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so not quite the last check you write when you die bounces idea, but close. Okay, we want your money to at least support the lifestyle you have for the rest of your life and maybe leave something for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs in the process. Who knows? But be that as it may, we've set a goal as our firm that we have a responsibility now. You know, it's like as the company grows and you watch it happen and all of a sudden you realize that you have thousands of families that are employing you as their retirement planner. And you have a responsibility to them to have the company continue to grow and be viable and be here for their children and hopefully even for their grandchildren. So I developed for our company what I call Vision 100, which is that I want Retirement Planners of America to be here 100 years from now. And I want it to be stronger then, or at least as strong as we are today. So as we grow, we want to keep our culture and our values strong. And so I wanted to share with you in this week's program, our core values. What are the things that we live by? And as I said in the prior segment, one of the things that I would recommend to you is that you do that also for your family. You know, if you are retired or retiring soon, you may be a grandparent or at least old enough to have one. And if that's the case, you know, if you had grandchildren, what would you want them to learn as to what your values are? What are your morals? What are the things that your family stands for and the behavior that you expect your family to exhibit? And if you write those things down and save them for posterity or even better, make a video. Get your iPhone out or your smartphone and just videotape yourself and tell your family, these are the five family things, honesty, hard work, whatever it may be, and have those be available to your grandchildren one day, you know, so they could watch you telling them what your family stands for. That would be a wonderful thing. So in a way, that's what I'm doing on this program. But I'm also secretly hoping that you agree with our core values and you think they're ones that you would want to be part of. And they would encourage you to say, you know what, maybe I should consider being a client of Retirement Planners of America. And that would be a good thing too. So one of the things that is extremely important to me is integrity, honesty. And so our number one core value is the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. And we made that one first because it all starts there. You know, if we only had that one, you'd solve all everything else. The right thing to do is always the right thing to do. And my mother actually gave me that one. When I was a little boy, or even as a young man, I'd go to my mom and I had a moral decision to make. And I'd ask her for her advice. And her answer was, Kenny, you know what my answer is, right? And I'm like, yes, the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. I know. So sometimes you don't want to do that. the right thing to do is not necessarily the one that benefits you the most, right? So sometimes you have to sacrifice to do that. And, there's a part of you that's like, gosh, why do I have to do that? But in the end, we all know the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. And as a firm, we are currently the Better Business Bureau gave us the Torch Award for Ethics. And we were a finalist last year, but this year we actually were awarded that. And this is the North Texas Better Business Bureau. And of course, they're not endorsing us as a financial planning firm. That's not what they're doing. They're just giving us an award for ethics. And in the business of financial, services, where you're helping people with their money and you're doing those kind of things, it is so important, in my view, that you have ethics and that you are honest beyond reproach. You disclose everything. I think these are extremely important things. So we have our second core value. First is the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. The second one is our clients benefit before we do. Over the years, there have been many, many situations where we've had a conflict of interest, basically, from the standpoint that, we want to benefit our clients, but it's going to cost us money to do it that way. Or, we have to change our computer systems because it's not quite benefiting our clients the way we would, and it would cost us a lot of money to do that. But we've always said our client benefits before we do. And if we do that, they will take care of us in the long run. So we've never hesitated. It's always been our client benefits before we do. And then our core value number six is never sacrifice honesty for growth. And I think you can apply that in all facets of life. I think this is when you're applying for a job, if you're talking to a grandchild who's graduating from college or your own child, don't fudge anything on your resume. Don't ever do that. It's not going to help you in the long run. Yes, it may get you the job, but soon they'll figure out that you lied to them and you'll lose that job. So never sacrifice honesty for growth. We tell this to our advisors, to everyone. Okay, you disclose everything. Our clients and prospective clients need to know exactly what they're getting without any ambiguity, without leaving anything off, without exaggerating anything. We want to grow our business. There's no question about that. But if it requires sacrificing honesty to do that, we're not going to do it. If we have to grow slower than we would have otherwise, so be it. Okay, growth is great. And as I mentioned, we do want to grow and we want to be 10 times bigger than we are today, 10 years from now. We want to help 10 times as many people have a successful retirement 10 years from now as we do today. But that doesn't mean that we're going to have to sacrifice honesty to get there. We will always put our clients before ourselves, and the right thing to do will always be the right thing to do. And I think if you apply those things in all businesses, in all facets of life, I think it's a recipe for long-term success. Now, all of this discussion is self-serving from the standpoint that my goal is to encourage you to say, those people sound like somebody I would like to have as my retirement planner. And if that's the case, then I encourage you to go to our website. Our website is rpoa.com. RPOA.com, RPOA.com, which is short for Retirement Planners of America. And on that website, you can sign up for our seminars. You can click on Meet with an Advisor if you'd like to visit with an advisor. We'll help you build your retirement plan. We'll do it at no charge or obligation. If you'd like to get our podcasts, our videos, articles, we have lots of stuff on there that I think will benefit you if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon. So RPOA.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our next core value, which is, hey, have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. And we'll talk about that when we come back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, this show is, we're all about helping you with ideas and strategies and thoughts and process and all those kind of things. And that's normally what we do. But this week, I'm kind of deviating from that appointed task from the standpoint that I wanted to share with you a little bit of our core values, our core philosophies of who we are and how we do business. And where this might be of interest to you is that I think that the process of self-introspection that I've gone through personally with our firm and the future of our firm, I think you can apply in your personal life and with your family. So we can kind of, embark on this journey together. And so, you know, as I look at my 30th year this year in this business, and we've been very, very fortunate. We've grown. We now have thousands of families that we work with in 43 states. And in fact, Inc. 5000 named us one of the 5,000 fastest growing companies in the United States. And Financial Times, in fact, named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors for the second time.
Wow!
Yes, and we are very honored and flattered by those accolades. But, you know, one of the things that as you reach a certain age, you start thinking about is, you know, essentially, what is your legacy? What would you like to leave behind for others? And, you know, I still play tennis three times a week, and I'm relatively a young man. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years, but that doesn't make me old. And I have plans of continuing to do this for another 30 years, you know, if my health allows. So I'm not planning on going anywhere. But at the same time, I think, you know, looking at the future and what you leave behind is, I think, a good exercise to engage in. And so one of the things that I looked at was, you know, now that we have so many families that we work with that depend on us for their financial well-being, and for our clients, you know, we have two goals. One is to have them have financial peace of mind. We want you not to worry about all this boring financial stuff, okay? We want you to enjoy what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. That's your retirement. We want you to go play and have fun. And secondly, our second goal, but it's not less important, is that we want your money to last as long as you do, okay? So you can support your lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life and not run out. And so that's our goal. And as we say, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And there's a huge difference between those two and an important one. So as I introspected and retrospected, I thought to myself, you know, where do I want this company to go? We've achieved tremendous success, and we're very blessed for that. But where do we go from here? And so I thought that we have a responsibility to our clients, to their families, to make this company last as long as they do as well, if not beyond. So I went through the exercise of writing down what all of our core values are that we've lived with for, you know, that I've lived with at least for the last 30 years of doing this. And we came up with 10, and I've gone through several of them in the first two segments. But this one here I want to share with you, which is have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. Okay, just you always have a choice of what you're doing being fun or not. It's up to you, okay? Nobody can tell you to have fun or not to have fun. You're the one that chooses that one. And we want everybody in our organization, when they're visiting with clients, prospective clients, going about their day, that they're just having fun. And if you ever come into one of our offices or you'll find that people are smiling, and you'll find that we do that. We do have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have.
Now, no doubt about it.
There are two other core values that go into that. Number five, our core value number five, is education is confidence. Okay. One of the ways that you can have fun, in my opinion, is when you are knowledgeable in what you do. So in terms of how we do that here, our advisors, we educate them. They go through a six-week training course on Social Security. We put them through a training course on insurance, like long-term care and life insurance and all those kind of things, Medicare, just so we can advise our clients properly on that, on estate planning as well, on passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs your stuff. So we want to be able to speak intelligently about that. We want to also talk about income taxes with our clients and speak intelligently about that as well. So education gives you confidence. If you have confidence, you can have fun. And then the other core value that I want to share with you is core value number four. And this one's going to sound strange, but it is, if a client calls us, we lost. And what I mean by that is, if you call me about something that I should have told you about already, I lost. Okay. One of the things that really bothers me the most is when I have somebody that I do business with, and they say they're going to do something, and then I never hear from them again. And I'm like, are they getting it done? Did they forget me? What's happening? And then I call them. But we want to be proactively communicating with our clients all the time so that they never have to call us unless it's something that they have a question about that we didn't know to tell them in advance. So core value number four there. Now, all of this discussion is very self-serving because I'm interested in meeting and having you meet with us, okay? So if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com, rpoa.com. If you go there, you can meet with an advisor, you can come to our seminars, you can do all kinds of stuff. So rpoa.com, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to manage your money once you are retired or retiring soon. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And I want to talk with you now about our investment philosophy, okay? Because as I said, we work with people that are within 5 years of retirement or 5 years after. That's where most of our clients sit, okay? Now, we have people who are younger and older than that, but most of our clients sit within that 10-year period. And I believe that that 10-year period is the single most important period of your entire financial life. And the reason I say that is because no matter how well you have done, you saved, you invested, you did spectacularly well for 30 years, and then you're about to retire and 2008 comes along, or Y2K comes along, or 1987 comes along, or 1974 comes along, or the Great Depression. You name the bear markets, you know, there have been 30 of them in the last 100 years. And if one of those things come along and they take away a third or half of your money or more, gosh, you know, in 2008, the S&P went down 57%. So almost two-thirds a loss there. So if that happened to you within a year or even 5 years of retirement, I dare say you probably would have to delay your retirement unless you have millions of dollars and you can suffer that kind of a loss. And for most people who are retired, it would cause you to have to reconsider how much you can spend and the lifestyle you want and whether you're going to take that trip or not, and those kind of things. And we don't want any of that to happen to you. So planning ahead for bad times is very, very important. And so we have a core value in our firm, which says, and this is our core value number three, which is take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Okay, so let me repeat that. Take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals.
Fascinating.
And the reason I say that, Mr. Spock, it's also very logical after I explain it, is that once you are retired or about to retire, you need to change, in my opinion, your focus, okay? Because all through the years, your focus has probably been on, I want to grow my money, I want to invest for growth. You know, it's all about growing your money, and well, it should be. But I think that once you get within 5 years of retirement, you need to start thinking about preserving what you have built. You need to start thinking defensively. And the reason, again, is because if something really harsh were to happen and you lost half of it or something like that, you may not be able to retire. So the closer you get to your goal, in my opinion, the more conservative you need to become and the more you have to look at preserving what you have built. Okay, and we always say that we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. Okay, and if you don't want to become poor, it means you got to have money. Kind of that equation goes together. So our core value, therefore, is take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your goals. So if you can get to where you want to be by making a 3% return, then what we want to do is design a retirement portfolio for you that has a high probability of getting that 3%. But that requires very little risk to do that. On the other hand, if it requires a 6%, then that's a different portfolio, it's a different strategy, it's a different level of risk. But getting six is not the same portfolio as getting 8. Okay, so it's not one size fits all. We want you to only take as much risk as is necessary. So we want to push you, if you're a client, we want to push you down to the least amount of risk necessary to accomplish your goals. That's our thing. Now also, because once you get within 5 years of retirement and once you are that first 5 years in retirement, if you take a large loss, there are many studies that show that you could run out of money around when you're 80. And that's not what I want, okay? If I'm retiring, I don't want to run out of money when I'm 80. I just saw a show where people are living now to be 95 years old, and they're still running 10Ks, and they're doing yoga, and they're hiking and doing stuff, 90 in their 90s. And these people are vibrant, and you know they have they're still going. Technology's going to make you live potentially to be 100 now. Don't kid yourself. And you will have probably, God willing, a nice lifestyle while you're doing that. You'll be able to do stuff. So you need to plan for a long life. So taking large losses along the way, I think, will make it very difficult to have money when you're in your 90s. So that's why we have a philosophy of buy, hold, and protect, which means that we don't just buy and hold. You have a diversified portfolio and you just sit on it forever. No, you have to also actively look at it and take risk off the table when there's too much risk to be taken. Okay, so that's why in November of 2007, our strategy said to sell, and we told our clients and everybody listening to this show to get out of the stock markets, to sell all your equities. And those that followed our advice were out of equities for all of 2008 and half of 2009. So when the S&P went down that 57% I was talking about, our clients that followed our advice, and those of you that were listening to the show at the time and followed the advice, you didn't lose 57%. Okay, so that is a very important part, in my opinion, of your retirement planning, is having a strategy of taking only as much risk as is necessary, and then a strategy to protect what you have built. Those are two very strong pillars of, in our opinion, of achieving our goal of your money lasting as long as you do, and also you having financial peace of mind.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Wow, well, that was very nice of you. I love you back. So, I have to tell you that this whole conversation I've been having with you, I hope, will benefit you whether you are a client of ours or not. I hope you adopt our philosophy because I want your money to last as long as you do, whether I even ever meet you or not. But on the off chance that something I said resonates with you, that you think it makes sense to you, then if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, we would love to meet with you and see if there's a possibility that we could be your retirement planner. Okay, so if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, Retirement Planners of America, RPOA, rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. You can sit down with one of our advisors, and they'll talk with you about your retirement planning. No charge or obligation. We'll part friends regardless of what happens. You can sign up to attend one of our seminars. And at the same time, if you don't want to do any of that, we have videos, podcasts, articles. We have all kinds of information that will hopefully benefit you and help you to learn more about having a successful retirement. So our website is rpoa.com, rpoa.com. And we'll look forward to meeting you if that's in the cards. Okay? So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go with core value number 8, which is everyone deserves love. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Our firm, Retirement Planners of America, we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then we would love to meet with you. We'd love to see if there's a match there. And this week's show, I've been talking about our core values and how they apply to how we run our business. And I've been kind of putting it in the framework of how you can apply that within your own life. And I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. I think that a lot of the things that running, in my opinion, a good business can be applied to normal life. And we've talked about our other core values. Not our number one core value, of course, being the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. And that doesn't just apply to financial services firms. It applies to pretty much any walk of life, I think. Recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors. And actually now that's the 7th year in a row that they've done that.
And to infinity and beyond.
And you know, Buzz, I am honored. I am flattered by that. But I know that without our clients, I would be nowhere. And we now work with thousands of clients in 43 states. And we are honored. We are blessed. And I want to talk with you now. This is the time of the show where we normally talk about estate planning. This is where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And and how does that fit into our core values, right? Well, our core value number 8 is everyone deserves love, okay? Even your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs deserve love. And part of the legacy, you know, and estate planning is something I do personally. And in terms of our firm, Retirement Planners of America, that is something that I'm doing also. And the reason why I sat down a few months ago and wrote down our 10 core values is because I want our firm to be as strong or stronger than it is today 100 years from now. And for it to do that, I determined that we needed to have a strong set of values and beliefs that we stand by, and these transcend time. And I want future generations of clients of our firm and employees and vendors of our firm to embrace our core values, and that continues. And if everybody does that, I believe our firm will be 100 years from now. So that's my estate planning. And I believe that it's a responsibility because, you know, as the firm has grown, Inc. 5000 named us one of the top fastest growing companies in the United States. And as we've grown and we've gathered and we work with more people, we have a responsibility to our clients. And I want this firm to be there for them and their children and their grandchildren. And so that's how I feel about it. Now, one of the things that comes into play in terms of you personally, when it comes to everyone deserves love, is I want you to think when it comes to your estate planning, when you think about leaving stuff to your heirs, I want you to think in terms of what I call love units. Okay, and I'm going to go over with you what I mean by that. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, estate planning, and or rather the estate taxes and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we don't want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're talking about love units. And what do I mean by love units? Well, when your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs receive something from you, they don't think of it as money. They don't think of it as assets. They think of it as love units. And one of the things you have to be careful about, and you know, it is not an infrequent situation where a client says, I want to leave more to this child than the other one because this child is successful and the other one needs more help or whatever it may be. And so I want to leave more to this child than the other. Well, be careful when you do that. Because the one that you're leaving less to is going to perceive they got fewer love units from you. They're not going to perceive, oh, my sister, brother, whatever, you know, needs it more than me. No, they're going to perceive my parents loved this child more than they loved me. And you don't want that. You don't want resentment. You don't want the outcome or the result of, you know, you're leaving an inheritance to turn into resentment and family members not talking to each other and that kind of thing. And so if you're going to be disproportionate in what you leave behind to your children or your grandchildren, you need to have a meeting with everybody and tell them you're doing that. Now, a lot of times clients say, you know, I don't want to talk money with the kids. I don't want them to know how much we have or whatever. And that's fine. You don't have to talk about money. All you can, but what you can say is, I'm going to leave Susan more than you, Jeff, or vice versa, because you know, Susan is a successful attorney, and Susan, you're doing so well that I'm going to leave more to you to you, Jeff, because you know you're not doing as well. And Susan needs to be on board with that, or at least knowledgeable about it, so that when it happens, she's not resentful and she doesn't like go into I didn't get my love units. All right. So remember that it's everyone deserves love, and part of being loving, I believe, is communicating your desires. And if they're disproportionate, communicate those before you die. Don't let them find out by surprise when they read the will. That's not the time. They're emotional and it's not a good time. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or you are retiring soon, then we would love to meet with you. We are a retirement planning firm. Retirement Planners of America is our name. And you can find us on the web at rpoa.com. rpoa.com. It's rpoa.com. And we'd love to sit down and visit with you, and I'll make you an offer. If you come in and visit with one of our advisor, our retirement planners, we'll review your entire financial life. And if we can help you with anything in your decision-making, your planning, we'd love to do that. And if we cannot, we'll tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends. So go to our website, rpoa.com, and we'll look forward to meeting you. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this show as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. It's just been a wonderful journey this week. And if you didn't listen to the whole show, go back and podcast it and listen to it. I would love for you to hear all of our core values. And we'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.